Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages. My name is Reverend Todd Laddick, and this is the podcast from which I, every week, expound upon God's Word and through the internet deliver it to you. This week, I took a much-needed break off from preaching as a way of observing Sabbath, and so I invited my church's lay leader and lay servant, Kathleen Meredith, to preach on my behalf. And I just thought it would be awesome to share her message with you. It is a much needed message for this time and this place that we find ourselves in during this pandemic. So I hope that you listen to it, and I hope that you are richly blessed by it. Listen in.
Our first scripture reading today comes from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Please join me in our second scripture reading for today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 through 18, and chapter 5, verse 6 through 10. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. So we are always confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we do have confidence, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense for what has been done in the body, whether good or evil. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God for this word.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O God, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Lack of sleep. Wanting to sleep all the time. Lack of focus. Hyperactive focus on too many things. Irritability. Paralysis, lack of energy, lethargy, helplessness. These are just a few of the things you might be experiencing right now. You may or may not be conscious of them. The expression of these feelings might be different from person to person, but our experiences are all the same. We are stressed. We're living in a time that recent generations have never experienced before. The current pandemic has put us in a unique situation for which we do not feel prepared either physically or mentally. And we are running to catch up, to regain control. When we have no control over what is going on around us, we try to find things that we can control, and we grab on with both hands, not letting go until we are exhausted. I want you to know, feelings of anxiety, anger, and sadness are normal. Shortness of breath, panic attacks are common. Some might feel paralyzed, while others are constantly on the move, looking for things to do in an almost manic way. The world around us feels like it is in a state of chaos, that it is dangerous and unfriendly. When these feelings overwhelm us, we can shut down, feeling alone, helpless, numb, invisible, depressed, having little energy to do life tasks, having sleeping difficulties along with chronic fatigue. too tired to think or to act. Does any of this sound like you? This last phase started to happen to me this past Easter weekend. The week leading up to Easter had been very busy, but fine, getting up before sunrise every day to attend a Zoom devotional with our pastor and other friends, recording parts of all of the Holy Week services at home and uploading them so that Pastor Todd could create the wonderful services I was so honored to be a part of in any way. I felt useful, needed, productive. It was after I'd finished doing all of this that depression started to set in. I started to second guess myself. Did people really want me to be a part of the services? Was I really accomplishing anything in helping them worship God? Did anyone really care that God is there for them? Did I care? These questions kept bombarding me, and I could feel the downward spiral of depression sucking me under. I found myself watching far too many videos on Facebook and other sites of commentary surrounding the handling of the pandemic by our administration, watching the numbers of COVID-19 cases and deaths rise every day. I just kept watching and watching, and it sucked me farther and farther down the spiral I was already on. Cue after cue of danger passed in front of my eyes, and I continued to shut down. It reached its peak on Easter Sunday of all days, when the only way I could see my daughter and her family was through a video chat on my tablet. My granddaughter had progressed to walking during the time I hadn't seen her. I couldn't hug them. I couldn't kiss them. I couldn't cook for them, which, as many of you know, is something I love to do for my loved ones. Physical proximity, I've discovered, is like air to me. I need it to live, to be happy, and to thrive. I know that it is like this for a lot of us. The feelings of isolation and helplessness overwhelm us and take over our thoughts and our actions. There are, however, ways to overcome this. It is important to let the anxiety out, talk about it, and overcome it with positive things so that we don't start destructive behavior to try to numb it. Physical activity can help, even if it is just walking around your yard or a nearby green area for half an hour. Cleaning, journaling, talking to your loved ones on the phone or by video chat, dancing like no one is watching, playing an instrument or just listening to music. I'm not saying be positive and put on a good face in a fake it till you make it kind of way. I'm asking you to find things that are meaningful to you, that shine a positive light on your life and help lighten those dark thoughts you might be having. Once you feel you have started to move upward on the spiral, you can think about things that bring you comfort and do them. Knitting, watching movies, reading, singing, meditation, prayer, looking at memory books and old photos. Prayer. Yes, I mentioned prayer. One of the other things that can suffer during this time is our spirituality. We can often lose sight that even though there is no one physically around us, there is one who is always with us. I'd like to read you a verse from Isaiah chapter 41. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. What an amazing thing to hear at a time like this. But something we tend to forget because we are bombarded by the cues of danger online and in real life, the daily circus of press conferences, squares and lines of tape in the grocery store, forcing you to distance yourself from your neighbor. Masks covering our faces and gloves encasing our hands, forcing us into anonymity and cutting us off from all physical contact. Yes, these are necessary things to do right now. I am not arguing that. And I do argue with people who say these things are not necessary right now. But We need to recognize what it does to us emotionally and spiritually and try to counteract these feelings so they do not spiral into something worse. God is with us, so we should not fear. While I do not believe he brought this upon us like the frogs and the locusts, I do believe that with faith in him, we can make it through. By believing in him and putting our trust in him, he will guide us through this wilderness to the other side. We won't sit passively by and wait for him to rescue us, but rather we will work hard to get through this, and he will be with us every step of the way. He gave us brains, common sense, and free will. We need to use them in constructive ways. We also need to be kind to each other. Think of the feelings you're having right now, the fears, the worry, the frustration. And remember that everyone you pass in the grocery store, in the pharmacy, in your car, is having some of those same feelings. Every human being you pass by today, or respond to on social media, or talk to on the phone, is fighting to find peace and to push back fear. Psalm 27, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" It is this realization that brought me out of my depression and saved me from my dark thoughts. The realization that I could do this with God's help, because it simply needs to be done. That it is for the safety not only of myself and my family, but of all others I come into contact with on a daily basis. That I needed to quell the fear I felt overcoming me and trust in him. It's important to remind yourself why we do this. Every day, every morning when we wake up, remind ourselves why we are doing this and visualize the faces of our friends and family as those we are helping to stay healthy and safe. Only then will it make sense and seem possible. From Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." So my friends, this is how we shall get through this. Prayer, love for each other, love for God. Constructive activities. Make a few cards to post at the hospital for our frontline healthcare providers. If you sew, make some masks. Even if you don't sew, do the bandana trick and make masks for you and your neighbors. If you are able, see if anyone around you needs help getting in groceries or prescriptions. These are all constructive activities to help keep you focused on others while contributing to your own self-care. And when we get through this to the other side, and we are all physically together again, we can exult in our love of God through prayer and singing. Psalm 28, verses 6 through 7. "Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the sound of my pleadings. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts. So I am helped, and my heart exalts, and with my song I give thanks to him." In the meantime, until we see each other again in person and not pixelated on a computer screen, know that God is with you. He walks beside us throughout our lives. At times he may need to carry us when circumstances overwhelm us, but he will never abandon us. From Deuteronomy chapter 31, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Now, I would like to close the sermon with a poem which was written and posted on Facebook this past month by Brother Richard Hendrick, a Capuchin Franciscan monk living in Ireland. It's a few minutes long, so bear with me. The poem is called Lockdown. Yes, there is fear. Yes, there is isolation. Yes, there is panic buying. Yes, there is sickness. Yes, there is even death. But they say that in Wuhan, after so many years of noise, you can hear the birds again. They say that after just a few weeks of quiet, the sky is no longer thick with fumes, but blue and gray and clear. They say that in the streets of Assisi, people are singing to each other across the empty squares, keeping their windows open so that those who are alone may hear the sounds of family around them. They say that a hotel in the west of Ireland is offering free meals and delivery to the housebound. Today, a young woman I know is busy spreading flyers with her number throughout the neighborhood so that the elders may have someone to call on. Today, churches, synagogues, mosques, and temples are preparing to welcome and shelter the homeless, the sick, the weary. All over the world, people are slowing down and reflecting. All over the world, people are looking at their neighbors in a new way. All over the world, people are waking up to a new reality, to how big we really are, to how little control we really have, to what really matters, to love. So we pray and we remember that yes, there is fear, but there does not have to be hate. Yes, there is isolation, but there does not have to be loneliness. Yes, there is panic buying, but there does not have to be meanness. Yes, there is sickness, but there does not have to be disease of the soul. Yes, there is even death, but there can always be a rebirth of love. Wake to the choices you make as to how to live now. Today, breathe. Listen, behind the factory noises of your panic, the birds are singing again. The sky is clearing. Spring is coming. And we are always encompassed by love. Open the windows of your soul, and though you may not be able to touch across the empty square, sing. May the love of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and always. Amen.